Well, hello there, and welcome back to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani, and we have our wonderful show team in place. Our producer is Charles Beery. Matt Gubinski will screen your calls because we know you're going to call. Mm-hmm. And Michael McCall is on social media today.
How do you know that people are going to call today especially?
Well, you know as well as I do how the Take Two family is. They drive this show and make it a great, impactful broadcast every day.
Well, you're right about that, Jerry. But also the topic today is, what do you love the most about being a parent? What do you love the most about being a parent? Now is the time to shout it to the world. And Jerry is right. You always fill up those phone lines. So let's do that today. Here we go. Here's the number. Matt Gubinski is ready to answer your call at 833-288-3986. What do you love the most about being a parent? That's what we want to know today on Take Two.
Well, having not been a parent myself, I don't have experience on this, but having had parents, I can probably point to a lot of different things. But what about you, Take Two family? Is it just, maybe it was, you know, becoming a parent for the first time and just many of the exciting things that surrounded that blessed event, or as you're seeing your kids grow up, maybe you loved cooking for them, or maybe you loved disciplining them so that they would be holy, godly children. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you loved, or still love, I should say, taking them to activities at school or sports games or things like that. What do you love most about being a parent to your children? Lines are going to fill up fast, so I would suggest just call in right now. Let Matt help you formulate your question and get in queue and get ready to go at 833-288-3986.
Well, actually, you were a pet parent.
I was, yeah, that's true.
Yes, so you loved, I mean, Duke was amazing and brought you a lot of joy, right? So kids can do the exact same thing. They can bring a lot of joy. I loved being a parent, going through the whole entire experience of being pregnant and giving birth and raising the children. But I loved watching their personalities develop. I thought that was the coolest thing about being a parent is seeing their little individual personalities develop. And then you would see parts of yourself in them, and you'd see your spouse. And it was just the coolest thing to watch. And I still, to this day, as an observer, I find it very fascinating how strong genes are.
What about you, Take Two family? Lines are ringing. You are doing a great job already, but still a couple lines remain open at 833-288-EWTN, if it's easier for you to remember the network name, EWTN, or numerically, it's 833-288-3986. Maybe, just maybe, there are some of you listening who love what you love most about being a parent is it gave you opportunities to grow in holiness, patience, in virtue, in prayer. So just, you shouldn't have to think about this for very long. If you're currently raising kids or you've already done that, you're still a parent. You know, you're always a parent. So what do you love or did you love most about being a parent? 833-288-3986.
Now, Jerry, on social media, on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, please like us there. Don't forget to like us there. Folks already commented that the best part of being a parent is the grandkids.
There you go. Well, we did a show on grandkids. What was it? Last week, I think, Why Your Grandkids Rock. Mm-hmm. So today we're talking about just your first generation kids.
Yeah. Okay, so we want to hear from you. So fill up those phone lines at 833-288-3986 and shout to the world what is the best part, what you love the most about being a parent. Please, or how about, you know, if you want to talk about your parents, do that as well. Whatever works for you. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. I say this every single show because Jerry and I, we're just blown away at how many brand new listeners we have every single time we do Take Two during the weekdays. We just love it. So guys, let's go. Fill up those phone lines. We're a friendly platform, and this is your chance to speak to the world. 833-288-3986.
Well, we realize some of you may be actively parenting your kids right now because it's lunchtime here on the Eastern time zone where I am. Debbie, are you in Pacific time or Mountain time this time of year?
We're still on Mountain for one more week.
One more week. Yeah, we go ahead this Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. So then I will be 3 hours. You and I will be 3 hours apart.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're with your kids right now, if you can pause just for a moment, and you'll definitely know what you love most about being a parent. If you're with your kids right now, you probably got great kids, and you're doing your very, very best to raise them to know the Lord and serve the Lord and live for Him and practice their faith. So tell us what you love most about being a mom, about being a dad. Do you love those hugs when you get home? Do you love being called mommy? Do you love being called daddy? Yeah, those. You know, what is it that really warms your heart most about being a parent to your children? 833-288-3986.
So I'll tell a funny story real quickly. When my oldest son, Danny, was born, my mom was taking care of him, and she was in the living room taking care of him, and I was in the kitchen fixing something, and he was just a few months old, and my husband and I were trying so hard to get him to giggle, to laugh, because you love their first giggle, to hear what it sounds like. And we were trying and trying and trying, could never get him to do it. And sure enough, my mom, Connie, got him to giggle, and he started giggling. And I was so happy that he did it with my mom, but then I was upset that it wasn't with us. But it was the cutest little giggle. I love those times, Jerry. You're so right. When you have the smile, the hugs, the saying mommy or daddy or dada or mama, you know, it's just so sweet. It is precious.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, you know, as you have had your children, maybe you're still building your family. Maybe what you love most about being a parent is waiting for those first steps to happen. You know, you try to capture those on your smartphone or pictures. Maybe it's the first words that come out of their mouths. You know, what really is kind of in your heart, deep in your heart, that resonates with you when you think of your kids. You say, I wouldn't trade my kids because of what you love most about having them. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
Okay, we are going to hit the pause button in just a little bit. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. We're talking about what you love the most about being a parent. There's a couple open phone lines. You'll get right in. Matt Kubinski will chat with you for a few minutes. He'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live. And then you'll slip right into the discussion. So stick with us. Stay with us. Shout to the world how much you love your kids, how great it is to be a parent at 833-288-3986. 3986.
We are so glad you're with us for Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. At this time, every Monday through Friday, an encore at midnight Eastern time. If you can't listen to the live show, you can catch the replay at midnight Eastern, 9 Pacific, wherever you happen to live, whatever time zone. We have lots of calls we're going to get to still, a couple open phone lines. What do you love most about being a parent? Let us know, 833-288-3986. Now, you can visit EWTN's website, the Mother Angelica Memorial, dedicated to our foundress, Mother Angelica, where you can celebrate her remarkable life. The section on the website for Mother Angelica, filled with photos, milestones, heartfelt stories, and, of course, her wit and words that have inspired the hearts of all ages throughout the years. Visit EWTN.com/Mother Angelica.
Okay, we're going to go to the phones, and we don't want to leave the clergy out of this conversation, okay? So any priests listening right now, any spiritual fathers, please call in and share what it's like to be a spiritual father to all of us, a shepherd for all of us. That is very, very important. There's all angles of parenting we can discuss today. Marta in San Antonio, Texas, please call back. We were just going to get to you. We'll hold a line open for you. Please, the number is 833-288-3986, Marta. So call back, but we'll get to Mary Catherine first in Louisiana on Sirius XM 130. Mary Catherine, I know you're going, I think, to Mass. So welcome to Take Two.
Thank you. It begins in 3 minutes, so I'll make this very brief.
Okay.
My blessing in being a mother, I'm 61, is that the whole reason, as my husband, before we conceived, asked me, why did I want to be a mother? And I said to him, because I want to show a child the beauty of the world and absolute love and adoration of that child. And I didn't receive that from my parents. They didn't have it to give. And it turned out that God had so much more for me, and that the fruit of my journey as a mother was much greater and has been experienced and continues on because it was revealed more fully than words can even explain at the foot of the cross during adoration, during Holy Season, after 2 years of torturous murder-suicide spiritually between our daughter and us. And it was his revealing the truth of what it was to say, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." And that had to do with not only our daughter, but also my whole family who had crucified my husband and I about the divide. And so when you come to that gift from Jesus, that oneness with him, there is nothing better than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can pray for my daughter. Her name is Alexandra. It's been 7 years now, which is, of course, a biblically important number of completeness, that we have been apart. And a lot of blessings are going on, including my writing of a book that God is calling me to do. While I do the Ascension Press Bible in a Year, and the Bible companion to that is so cool, and the Lenten companion they put out is so cool, and it has just been trumpets from heaven in revealing so much more to me as I'm writing this book. That I've been a teacher of CCD for 25 years too. You just don't know what when you're really immersed in the faith, how intimately and how fully immersed that relationship with God becomes. And so is the same for parenthood. It is so much more. Even though there is a separation and Mother's Day is not as it is for others, it is so much more because Mary, Mother of God, is my mother, and everything is healed through all of this. And there is so much more than you can ever know unless you dive in.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mary Catherine, thank you for calling. We know you have to go to Mass quickly here. I asked that you pray for us and Take-Two family. But what struck me most about what you were saying is how you wanted to give to your daughter what you didn't receive growing up. And that resonates with me. I think it resonates with a lot of our listeners. Mm-hmm. And I remember a long, many, many years, decades even, that I had really hoped to have a large family and give them what my parents weren't able to give me. Obviously, I didn't have biological kids, but good Lord willing, I may have some spiritual offspring here in a few years if I persevere to the priesthood. But Debbie, I don't know if you've got any thoughts for Mary Catherine.
The only thing I want to say, Mary Catherine, I know you're walking into Mass. Please, if you can remember the Take-Two family intentions. We just had the Whom or What Are You Praying For show, and there was a lot of intentions there. And we also wish you many blessings on the book project.
I love the work that you do. And you can hear the bells. I've got to run.
I love it. Thank
Perfect
you, Mary
timing.
Catherine, from Benedict, Louisiana. Thank you. I love those church bells.
Yeah.
You know,
that was
those providential. Those are sacramentals, you know.
Yeah.
And
they
ring to alert the demons to move away so that my people can come and worship.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
learned
know
that from Adam Bly.
Well, what do you know?
I know. There you go. You can use that in your future homily.
All right, we thank Mary Catherine again. She's on her way into Mass. What a great gift that is, folks. Daily Mass. Think about that. I remember back, Debbie, when I started going to Daily Mass, I was in my early 20s having my reversion, kind of a coming back to my faith. And it just struck me one day, I was talking to my mom and said, she was working still. Just, well, what'd you do today, Mom? Oh, well, you know, I went to work and then, did this and that. Then I went to Mass and then I had lunch and then I went back to work. She was very matter of fact about it. But when she said, I went to Mass, I looked and said, wait, this is a Tuesday. What is she going to Mass for? Mm-hmm. Why? You know? And so then that got me thinking, yeah, we do have Mass available to us every day. And that was really the impetus for my starting to go to Daily Mass, just a very casual comment my mother made one time.
Wow.
Isn't
wow.
that powerful?
Yeah, very powerful. Okay, I don't know what happened to Marie in Connecticut. We were just going to get to you. I believe it's Marie in Connecticut. Please call back. We were just about ready to hit the button and say hello to you, and somehow it dropped. And Marta in San Antonio, Texas, please call back. We will wait for you patiently. The rest, there are open phone lines. So if you would like to share a very deep feeling about about being a parent, now is the time to do it. So call this number, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call to get on your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. That's what we always say, because you are the important person. But with you, bring your lived experiences to the table, sharing it with the world. You're changing hearts, changing minds, changing souls. And we walk away, hopefully, a little bit closer to God. So don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to make the call and say something about their kids that you wanted to say. We want to hear from you. 833-288-3986.
Yeah, maybe what you love most about being a parent to your children is raising them in the faith. Hopefully that is the case for you. And you can call and share, you know, a little bit about how you do that with your kids. Do you have family prayers, prayers before meals, obviously, a family rosary maybe, go to Sunday Mass or maybe even daily Mass as a family? So maybe teaching your kids to know and love Jesus is the best and favorite part about your being a parent. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You may email us anytime, take2@EWTN.com. You can post on the show website, which is take2show.com. I'm looking at that right now. There's the 24-hour prayer button as well. Mm-hmm. And you can also post your comments on video if you're watching the streams on YouTube and Facebook. Brilliant. Hi, you guys. Let's hear from you too today.
Here come the calls. And on the USCCB website, usccb.org, you can go under Marriage and Family Life Ministries. There's parents and parenting resources there. They do a really fine job. That's at the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, usccb.org. And Jerry, I'll share something else that you said about, you know, the excitement about being a parent. When I, my former husband and I, when we started having a family, it was really the last chance, or his family last name was going to die out. They all had girls, and there was a last chance to have a boy. Mm-hmm. And I will never forget when my father-in-law was, and his birthday was yesterday. I loved my father-in-law. I actually named my son after him. And my father-in-law was outside the delivery room. And when the doctor said, "It's a boy," all you heard was my father-in-law scream, "It's a boy," and because the name continued on. Oh, and nice. So I was so glad. I was like, wow, that was good. And then we went on to have a second boy. So they had two, the name continued on. And my son has a son. So the name is continuing. And that's a unique part of parenting too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. All right. We're going to get to more of your calls here in a moment. Matt Kubinski is feverishly taking note of what you want to talk about, and he'll get those posted up on the call screen for us. But a line or two do remain open today. And this is, you know, if you're a parent, a mom, a dad, doesn't matter if your kids are, you know, still with you, you're raising them still, or maybe they have gone on to be adults and live their own lives, maybe have their own kids. But what do you love, or did you love most about being a parent? 833-288-3986. And you know from listening to this show that we take on just about any topic that occurs to us, comes to mind. And, you know, this is really right down the center of the home plate right here, parenting and raising kids, this kind of a conversation. So make it what you always do, Take Two Family. 833-288-3986.
Go to Rob, Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay, Rob in Memphis, Tennessee on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Rob. Welcome.
Thank you. I hope you're having a blessed day.
Absolutely, sir. Yep.
Hope you are too.
So, just to give you a quick background, I left the church for 25 years, so none of my kids were raised in the church, but they were raised in church. And I had them every week. And I take pride in the fact that all three of my kids today are still in church every week. Mm. Even though one's in Baptist and the other two are in Presbyterian, they're at least in church every week. Mm. But the second thing that I think is an incredibly big responsibility of a parent, get them prepared for the outside world, teaching them work ethic, responsibilities. And I started my kids working when they were, you know, just little jobs, but started them working when they were my son 10 and my girls 12. And they, today, I would never have to worry about them because they know how to make it. One has her law degree, one has her master's in dietetics, the third doesn't have a college degree and can join the company that I built and doing a better job than I ever did. So those, to me, next to getting them, of course, loving. I love my kids. I was at all their ball games and everything. We coached a lot of it, so on and so forth. So I was very involved in their young lives. But love is very important. But if you don't have them prepared to get out in the world, know how to make it on their own, you are stealing from them, in my opinion.
Wow. Go ahead.
Do you want to go first, Jerry? Because I'd love to comment on that.
No, please go ahead.
Oh, Rob, I so agree with you. You know, raising them to be independent and, you know, productive and all of the things that come with going out there and really surviving and thriving in the world. I couldn't agree more. And I feel the same way as you were speaking about your beautiful children. I was thinking about my boys too, the same way. They're hard workers, a great work ethic. They can take care of themselves. And that's a good thing, you know, because when we, as the parents, leave this earth, you want them to be ready and equipped and they can carry the torch and keep going. And so I couldn't agree with you more. And I loved how you talked about your child that has taken over the company. And you said it so lovingly from your heart that they're doing a better job than you. And I think that is so wonderful. And that must make you extremely proud as their dad.
It really does. And, you know, the other thing I did is, when they turned 15 or 16 and they were driving, I got them a credit card that I co-signed. But they were responsible for paying it every month, and I got the bill every month. And they took care of their credit. So I taught them, not only taught them credit, but then also helped them build a good credit score by doing that. And, I mean, it was everything that I could do to get them ready for the world. Because let's face it, this world is all messed up. And, but the good news is they're teaching their kids identical the way I taught them. I mean, I'm watching the oldest has all of hers out of the house, and they all have great work ethic. They all have been prepared for life. Middle child has girls starting at 15 down to 11. All three of those girls are working hard, and they know all about what's going on. And, of course, my sons are a pair of six-year-olds, and he hasn't got them to that point yet, but he is involved in their life constantly. He's a big hunter, takes them one at a time to hunting camp, so they can enjoy that. And I mean, just teaching kids responsibility is not just responsibility for making it out in the world, but also responsibility for how to raise their own family.
Absolutely. You're talking, Rob, about the power of parenthood, and you've mentioned so many beautiful things. You said, you know, if you don't prepare them to be out there on their own, then you're stealing. And I love what you said about work ethic, and it reminded me of, you know, St. Joseph with our Lord Jesus. You know, in the Bible, in Matthew 13:55 and Mark 6:3, they say, you know, isn't he the carpenter's son? So, you know, so tightly were Joseph and Jesus, you know, together in that trade and that work ethic that Joseph was instilling in Jesus in his humanity, that's how the people at that time recognized him. That's the son of Joseph. So you've done a great job. I'm sure your wife had a big hand in that, Rob, as well. And we appreciate you listening to the program and calling in. Have a beautiful day. And you have just kind of set the bar high there, Debbie, for the calls. But I know the other ones coming up are going to be just as good.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I love the Take Two family. You bring all your lived experiences, your wisdom, your knowledge on the topics we provide, and you formulate it, you expand it, and we all learn and grow. Way to go, Rob. That was a home run. Now Rob's going to free that line up right there, so you can jump right in at 833-288-3986. What do you love the most about being a parent? That's what we're talking about today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call in.
Reams of books have been written about it. Movies have been made about it. It's called Parenthood. And we're asking you, what do you love most about being a parent? Maybe it was
the funny. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Maybe it was the on-the-job training that you got. You know, no manual comes with being a parent. But what part of being a parent to your very special, unique kids that God gave to you and to nobody else, what do you love or did you love about raising them? 833 888-298-3986. Maria is in the Southeast listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. We'll go to Maria next. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, Maria.
Thank you so much for taking my call, first of all. And I love your show. I learned so much from you guys and from the callers. But I felt compelled to, I'm not a caller. I called once before, a couple years ago, but that was it. But I felt compelled to call today. First, what I do love about being a parent is that I only have one child. I married late. I had my child late. I have a son who's now 30. And he has really taught me the meaning of love, what unconditional love is. I didn't really know what love was until I had my son. Also, I love the fact that it's been a difficult child in many ways, but I think God used my child to bring me back to the church.
Wow.
Because I was away from the church for many, many, many years. And then I went back after I had my son. And I've just been growing in the faith for the past 30 years. And so these two things I really love about being a parent, that it taught me the meaning of love and also brought me back to the church. But also I wanted to ask for prayers, if I could, for my son.
Sure.
Because unfortunately, he's been away from the church for many years, and he's really immersed in this culture and believing all the lies. And in January this year, I learned that my son wants to be my daughter now.
Oh, no. Yeah. Maria, you mentioned he brought you back to the church. Was it having that son? Was that the thing that made tell us why it was that you came back to the church and the sacraments because of your son? Was it realizing all of a sudden that you had responsibility for this beautiful new soul that God had entrusted to you?
Well, yes, and God had been tugging on my heart for years before that, but it was a big kind of searching for me. And I was a lapsed Catholic. I had been away for like 20 years, 30 years from the church. And so I had that thing that it wanted me to go back to the church or to find God anyway. But then after I had my son, I remember very clearly when he was, we had baptized him Catholic because my husband was also a credo Catholic, but fallen away also. But to him, it was important to have his son baptized. So I went along. I didn't really know anything, but I went along with it. But then when he was about three, my son, he started asking all these questions about God and the meaning of life and death. So, we had some deaths in the family, and he was asking about it. And it made me reflect, and it was like, okay, if I'm going to answer these questions, I need to learn the answers first. And, that's what prompted me to go back to the church, and I went to SCIN and everything, I discovered I didn't really know what it meant to be a Catholic, and I had to learn it all over again. So I credit him for a lot of that, and I am just so grateful that the good Lord found me and brought me back.
Sure.
Maria, we will definitely add your son to the prayer book today, and we will pray fervently for his clarity, so that he can feel comfortable in how God created him, who he is in the image and likeness of God, and to bring peace to the situation. Because so many times when it doesn't matter how old the people are, whether they're young or they're older or they're, a senior citizen, if somebody is confused or has a situation happening, we must show the utmost respect in prayer and compassion, because they're struggling. They're struggling with something because it's not the way God set it up. It's not the way God, designed everything. And so we reflect on the good that he has brought to your life, Maria, and bringing you back. back to the faith. It reminds me so much of Blessed Carlo Acutis bringing his mom back to the faith. So I think that is very precious. And God bless you. You sound like such, and I know you called before, but you sound like such a beautiful soul. And we just wish the very best for you.
Well, can I just say one more thing, please?
Sure.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I learned in January that, and I agree with you, it's hurting. I recognize that it's really hurting. That's what he's not trying to do something to me. But so, yeah, I pray for him, of course. But also, so in January, I learned that he wants to be a woman now. And now in February, I learned that he was diagnosed with malignant melanoma.
Mm.
And ask for prayers for that as well, please.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're in the prayer book, Maria, as Debbie said, as is your son, and we will definitely be praying for that. And one area, hopefully, where you can take a little bit of consolation and comfort is that, you know, God used him to bring you back to the church, and now you're positioned to be able to be the instrument of God's grace and love and mercy in his life. I know you realize that, but take that very seriously. Just ask the Holy Spirit to truly anoint you, Maria. Say, I want your anointing, Holy Spirit, your power. Lead me. Guide me, give me wisdom in how I interact and deal with my son. And he's going to be needing you now more than ever with this illness. So, yeah, Maria, God bless you. We are praying very, very hard, and the entire Take Two family around the world will be as well. We promise you that.
And thank you for the kind words, Maria. Yes. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay, Rich is up next in San Antonio, Texas on Sirius XM 130. Rich, thanks for waiting so patiently, and welcome to Take Two.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and I hope I don't put a frown on anyone's face, but I wanted to talk about how having children is a portal to grace and forgiveness, and growth, continued growth. And what I mean by that is I was married for 24 years, was in the Army for 24 years, and I have 5 children. And unfortunately, because of some trauma that I experienced when I was very young that wasn't properly dealt with and processed, and then trauma that I experienced in my military career, I was diagnosed with clinical depression and severe PTSD, and unfortunately, it led to a divorce after 23 years of marriage. And since then, I have been estranged from 4 of my 5 kids, and it's been extremely, extremely difficult and painful, but what I have learned is I keep centering myself on the parable of the prodigal son, and we talk so much about, you know, how the two sons reacted and how differently they behaved and reacted. But I like to focus on the father. And I put myself in a position of, you know, if my children ever do reach out to me, or if they ever are responsive to my efforts, how am I going to respond? Am I going to, you know, be like the father and the prodigal son and just celebrate and not worry about the past? And that is my hope. That is absolutely my hope, is that just like I've grown, maybe my children will grow. Of course, you know, your previous caller mentioned unconditional love, and I really know what that means now, because, you know, despite pain and hurt that I have felt, I know, you know, no child should ever have, you know, a parent that suffers with suicidality and depression and anger and grief. So as much as I hope that they can find forgiveness, it's the fact that I am able to forgive despite the pain. It really makes me feel closer to God. So that's what I wanted to share, and that, you know, growth in parenthood isn't always just for the children. It can be for the adults too. And I will always be prepared. And if there's ever an opportunity for me to reconcile with my children, I will absolutely be 100% forgiving, and it will be a celebration. And I just wanted to share that because sometimes we live in a world of Facebook where you see how wonderful life is for everyone. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it's not always, you know, it's not always a positive Facebook post.
Right,
but
right.
you can recenter yourself. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Rich, for sharing. I don't know how often you listen to the show, but I shared for many years the situation with my divorce and what happened with my sons, and so very similar to what happened to you in many ways. And then my brother actually is going through a very similar situation like yourself, and he feels the same way as you. This amazing heart expands with forgiveness, and in fact, he's listening to your call right now, and he actually messaged in and said that he would run to his children if they came, you know, one step towards him. And then he said, if I have a heart attack along the way, that's okay, because they'd hold me one more time. Mm-hmm. And so this is very emotional for a lot of people and parents, Rich, but I agree with you, because you know, we see the Facebook images that are very socially out there in a certain way and glossed over, but really behind that, there's a lot of sadness, and there's a lot of broken relationships, estrangement, parental alienation, and all sorts of things. And it is our time for us to learn and grow closer to God. And you're spot on. I mean, and that's what a lot of our wonderful priests have said in the confessional and in homilies, that when we are faced with these difficult situations with the people we love the most, and that is our children, right? When we're faced with these difficult situations, we have an opportunity to grow in holiness. And Rich, what you shared to me, that was so obvious, and I really respect you for that. And my prayer, and I put it in the Take Two family prayer book, so I know the whole Take Two family will join me in this, is that you will have that reconciliation, beautiful moment with your children. And we're going to pray for that. And one other thing, Rich, the healing power of the living word of God in scripture. Read scripture out loud and be very specific, because there's healing powers, especially with relationships. And you talked about the prodigal son, so there you just referenced a story right there. So very important. Any comments on what we shared?
No, I'm just very grateful. And I really appreciate it. It's about hope, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you're without hope, then really you're without life. So thank you very much. And I agree with your brother. I will take off sprinting. For an old man, I may pull some hamstrings, but I will get there. Thank you so much.
Well, Rich, before you go, I just wanted to add, I don't think you could have picked a better role, a better model in Scripture than the father of the prodigal son. I encourage you to study that. You know, do a little Bible study on that, because there are so many things in there that are very, very, you know, just mind-blowing things. Like the father, you know, it says, while he was still far off, the father caught sight of him, and the father going to run toward him. A father never did that. There were so many things that are, you know, just almost breaking cultural norms that father did, but it was out of the love for his father. So try and do a little bit of a scripture study on that, and I think you will see that you will identify with that father even more than you already feel like you do now. Okay.
I absolutely will. Thank you, and God awesome. Bless you both.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Keep in touch with us, please.
Yeah. Wow.
We just lost Bobby. We just had Bobby, and we were just hitting. How did that happen? Like twice today. We were just getting ready to hit the call for Bobby. Bobby, if you're listening, I can tell you where you're calling from, because I already wrote it down. Did you see that? Bobby just disappeared. Okay, call back, Bobby. We were going to get to you. Okay. Where you want to go next?
Well, I'll mention that the Lenten Reflection Series recorded at the Basilica of Our Lady of Walsingham, England, reflects on the spiritual richness of the Lenten season. Discover how to get better in touch with our God, who is rich in mercy. Airs Sundays at 6 a.m. and 11:30 Eastern, right here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, hang on a little longer, folks, so don't drop off. We'll go to Vicki in Allen, Texas, and Vicki is listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Great, great. Thank you so much for calling.
Good. Yeah, I'll make this short. I have five children. Had the first three I was in my 20s, and the other three, other two, I was in my 40s. But one of our kids, and then I also have a baby in heaven, but one of our boys was named Isaac, the middle kid, and he, which means laughing boy. And so he was kind of, he was funny, you know, he's funny being a child. And as a teenager, he was the one that was afraid to leave the house alone with the older kid. But that boy has grown up to be such a wonderful man. He just came back to the faith. And he is just, he's so cute and funny and all that, but he's got his feet on the ground, and he's just a sweetheart. And I just wanted to brag on that kid.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
I love the way you just said, I want to brag on that kid. That is so sweet. You must have been a really cool mom.
Well, I don't know. I think I was, they thought I was cool because I'm a classical guitarist.
Oh.
And so, and I play rock and roll, and I was all in bands and stuff, you know, professionally. But they, all the children, there's two, there's one that is going to, doesn't know if he believes in God anymore. If you will pray for him. Mm-hmm. And, then these are the younger kids, well, they're in their 30s. But, both of them have kind of strayed, and, but the one boy who's not sure about God really, really is a pain in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. We got the whole family in the book, Vicki. We got you covered.
Okay. Well, I love your show, and continue to do the good work of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, thank you. We love you too, Vicki.
We love you too.
Mm-hmm. Have a beautiful and blessed day.
That was so much fun. I wonder if next time Vicki calls, she can play something for us. Classical guitar. Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby, call back. First-time listener and caller from Louisiana, Christ Our King Radio. Hi, Bobby. Thanks for calling back.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was just calling to say I feel like the way we love our children teaches us how much more the Father must love us. Because no matter how much we love our children, we know that the Heavenly Father loves us so much more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Couldn't agree more. There's so many. And wouldn't you say, Bobby, that even in just the day-to-day interactions, things that seem so mundane and so repetitive and you just go around, you can learn so much about God's love for us and the even like mistakes that we make and things that happen. I mean, it's just amazing how you can grow in that, in your own personal relationship with God through being a parent, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember Bobby and Debbie and everybody when I was in college, one of my professors used to refer to kids as God's little images. You know, you're raising God's little images. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we know that because Genesis says, you know, God created man and woman in his image and likeness. So this is a powerful thing about humanity and human nature. We can be co-creators with God. Mm-hmm. In a sense, God is dependent upon men and women coming together in marriage, in intimacy, to create new lives and new souls. We cooperate with God in bringing new life into the world. And you're right, Bobby. You're so right about that. Even through my dog, I've learned how much God loves me. So definitely we can learn through our kids how much God loves us. And it's even more than we can even imagine. So you've touched on something really, I think, very impactful here, Bobby.
Oh, well, thank you. I had to share. I thought about it immediately when you guys asked the question.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well, thank you for being a first-time listener and caller, but will you call us again maybe sometime?
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, if y'all wouldn't mind also praying for me as well. I have some health issues, but also I work at a jail, and I was placed over church and the faith pod, which is men who are incarcerated who wants to get closer to God.
Mm-hmm.
I just, if y'all don't mind praying that I'm able to help these people and choose the right people for different services so they can get where they need to be in their faith. Yeah.
Absolutely, Bobby. One thing we wanted to just impart to you, Psalm 91 in most translations of the Bible, Psalm 91, God's protection. If you can get that to those that are in prison, that would really help. That's God's protection with the guardian angels, and ask your guardian angel to be with you, to help you with the words to give to these people that you're serving. So that would be wonderful. Your guardian angels are very active. They'll help you out in ministry.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Debbie, as you know, I can speak from personal experience that men and women in prison, a lot of people have made mistakes. Some are there, they're innocent, and they still end up there. But many of them are seeking God, and they want to worship God.
Yeah.
And you and I have a mutual friend who, came to faith and was baptized in prison, and he's out now and is doing living a beautiful life. But we sometimes forget about that. But yet, it's one of the works of mercy of the church, and we read, We know from even biblical times, that there were people do go to prison sometimes, and we need to not forget them.
That's right. Patty in Springfield, Illinois, on the EWTN app, we wanted to squeeze you in. You'll be the final caller for today. Patty, welcome to the show.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
I wanted to share that my experience from little up, the God graced me with the understanding that I would never have children of my own, but he was going to bring me somebody very special. And that occurred in the late 90s. I was late 20s, and I married a man who had a son named Kyle. And Kyle was about 9-10 years old. And the minute I met him, I'm like, it's him. And so I got to have this life with this boy and raise him. He's full grown now. He has a family of his own. But just real quickly, what I want to share is 2 weeks ago, I was on a women's retreat at a Catholic church, and he wrote me a letter. So it's short, but I'll read, and that kind of sums up. He said, "I'm honored to have the opportunity to write a letter that extends my love for you. I cannot express the love I have for you into words. You've changed my world for the better. I would never be the man I am today without your love. From the first time I met you, I needed you, and I think you needed me. We just didn't know it. I know now it was God's doing, a part of his plan. I was way behind educationally. I remember us countless nights staying up, struggling with schoolwork, et cetera. But we also had fun, pool time, horseback riding, birthdays, getting Halloween outfits. My childhood changed from a nightmare to fairy tale with awesome memories that I'll cherish for the rest of my life. I've always looked for you as a role model and have admired your strength and perseverance. I look at the way you handle yourself with grace and dignity and in situations, and it gives me the confidence I can do that too. The advice for this letter was to include something that you have always wanted to tell this person but never could." He said, "Well, in my toxic mind, I thought you might not want a relationship with after his dad passed away in 2017. But he said, Dad was not the glue that held us together. That wasn't what happened at all. Instead, you legally adopted me as an adult. This is truly the happiest day of my life. It didn't mean anything to anyone except you and me. It was just done out of pure love. I just wanted to thank you. Thank you for never giving up on me, for turning me into Catholic faith." He's getting confirmed this Easter.
Wow.
"No matter how many times I kept turning around, thank you for being that beacon of light when I was in the dark. Thank you for loving me when I was the last 10-year-old boy. I'm proud to call you my mother, and I look forward to our next chapter together."
Wow. I don't know if either of us can talk right now.
Yeah. I'm a mess, but that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And Patty, all I can think of is there were probably moments, hours, days, weeks, months, years when you're thinking to yourself, is this doing any good? Is this really blessing Kyle in these ways? And, to get a correspondence, a letter like this, I would wish that for every parent, from any child that they raised. He truly is your son, and you have to be just massively, immensely proud of him, Patty.
Yeah.
And he actually is married. The woman that he married had an unplanned child, and so little baby, and he adopted him and raised him. So like generational, it's just what God does. And I truly like God in my heart. When I met Kyle, it was like, if for no other reason, that's why I'm here.
Absolutely.
Thank you for
God
sharing.
God bless you, Pat. Yes, you have. You have brought many people in the Take-Two family to tears in a very joyous way, Patty. Thank you so much. God bless you. We'll keep Kyle and you, especially Kyle, as he advances on his faith journey. We will definitely keep you both in our prayers. God bless you, Patty. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Thank you to the show team. That was amazing. What a great broadcast today. Share it with your friends. Thank you, Charles. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Michael. Thank you to the Take-Two family, Jerry.
Yeah, I want to pray at the end of every show this year to the saint of the day. That would be Saint John Joseph of the Cross. Tomorrow, are you married but living like singles? A lot of married couples, the spouses will kind of do their own thing at times. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you tomorrow.